Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Orioles spring trainers talk to relief pitcher Richard Bleier. What's going on, Richard?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time, man. We know you're busy. We've been down there. We know the regimen. You guys are constantly working.
Always.
And then this team is coming off of a year that I'm sure you would like to forget. But I don't know how much you would really like to forget it, because you had an opportunity to do some things with this ball club. So I guess for you, it wasn't all bad.
I mean, well, I would, you know, it's pretty bad. I mean, for the team, we didn't do well, and I got injured and stuff like that. So it was a pretty bad year for the team. But you know, looking forward, I think the changes that were made are going to positively impact the team. And I think it really is, you could tell there's definitely a good vibe in the clubhouse so far.
What change are you looking forward to more than any? I mean, you had 31 appearances last year, ERA under 2. What changes are you looking forward to going into 2019?
Yeah, at this point, I'm just, you know, with my lat surgery, I'm just looking to get healthy again. You know, just get back to competing. I don't really have any goals other than to pitch again in the big leagues.
Right.
And you know, just compete out there and try and do everything I can, really.
Well, I heard you were breaking out the cutter already. How's that coming along?
Everything's going really well. I'm really excited of where I'm at, and you know, it's been quite the rehab process. Honestly, you know, I had that surgery in middle of June, so it's been a long time here. So it was definitely nice to get. It's nice to be able to pitch again. You know, I've been rehabbing and then strengthening and then just throwing. So now I'm actually pitching and trying to throw the ball in a specific spot, which it's been a while to do. So it's definitely, this is the good part about it. So it's been good times getting off the mound.
I think we're going to ask every player that was there last year and is returning the same question. What changes, if any, have struck you as you reported this year under new leadership, new manager,
right,
new GM? I know there's music blaring and stuff like that. Is that the most noticeable change, or anything else stick out?
They're just, you know, it's just a new era of baseball, in my opinion. There was absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, I had a lot of respect for Buck and Dan. And there's, you know, they have had a lot of success in both of their careers with, you know, doing things the way they wanted to do it. And it's just different here. And these guys have also had a lot of success doing things their way as well, with the analytics and just more information-based stuff. And it really is. It's interesting to see, because you think, this pitch works, this pitch doesn't, but to see actual factual data that shows this, what works and what doesn't, it kind of gives you confidence. Okay, well, this has been working, or this hasn't been working as well as I thought, maybe. So just to try and change things up a little bit. It's not, nobody's making any drastic changes. Everybody's kind of, you know, doing the stuff that, you know, there's a reason why everybody's in this clubhouse. Everybody's good enough to pitch or hit in the big leagues, but just to try and improve as much as we can. And it's definitely been interesting so far, and it's only been a few days.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan here with Oriole pitcher Richard Bleier. Richard, you talked about the analytics. I know it's early in the relationship, but have you learned anything thus far analytically about your game specifically?
Not, you know, just because I'm still trying to build up and get back, you know, to 100% game ready. You know, I haven't thrown in a game yet or whatever. I'm still kind of working back into it. We haven't really gone into it, but I have talked to them about their system, and it's definitely a unique system where, you know, they use a lot of information over the years and compare it to your pitches and kind of categorize your pitches based on results from years, from all over the years, of pitches that are similar to yours, and it's very interesting. I'm definitely curious to see how my stuff translates to the information that they have, and you know, especially me, because I'm like an anomaly to an analytics department. I don't strike guys out. I don't throw hard. I don't have all the high spin rate. I don't have, you know, I just kind of more get weak contact and don't really overpower too many people.
Where do you see yourself? Yeah. Where do you see yourself, Richard, fitting in? I mean, do you still have ambitions to start?
To start?
Yes.
Nah.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they're looking for a few good men, especially a fit starter, so that's why I was asking.
I haven't. Now, I'm a couple years removed from starting. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I would be willing to if that was a situation, if there was a need for it, but I think there's a lot of guys that start in there, and I think I've found a nice role in the bullpen.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know. Yeah, you know, who knows where the future will take us, but for now it looks like the bullpen.
Here with Richard Blyer, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, Oriole relief pitcher. Richard, for the season that you guys had last year, I guess you can say there's no place to go but up. But as you're looking at it, at the end of 2019, what would be the best sign of progress for you? Would it be more wins or individual progress with several players on the roster?
I don't know. I think both. I mean, we want to win, you know, and I don't think that, you know, the 25 guys that make the team are going to be all trying to win every single game. You know, that's it. We, you know, in my opinion, we owe it to the fans, you know, and to put a product out there that's competitive. And I think that's exactly what we're going to do. And, you know, for us as players, we want to win every game we play, you know, we want to be competitive. You know, obviously the front office and stuff like that wants to win. And then they want to develop and you know, all that stuff. But as far as the players, we're just trying to do as well as we possibly can.
You know, the first time we met was a couple of springs ago. We were watching the World Baseball Classic, and Team Israel was playing, and you decided to be a part of spring training with the Orioles and not play for the team. And it turned out to be the right decision. You made the team and have stuck with the team, but now, I don't know who's my favorite Jewish pitcher on the team. Is it you or my man Dean Kramer, who's recovering?
The new toy, you know? Got to go for the new guy.
I like Dean. I like Dean,
I
but
do
I'm
too.
Sorry to hear he hurt himself.
I know. He looks pretty good, and I saw his numbers. They're extremely impressive. I think he's going to be a pretty good big leaguer. You got to root for the fellow Jewish guys.
That's right. Stick with the tribe. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah,
I'm all about. You got a supporter here.
I'm not a part of this conversation.
I've been bragging about it all morning, Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, Dean is it's a real shame that, you know, I don't think it's a major thing, but, you know, it's just the timing. It's always tough getting hurt in spring training. So, you know, I wish him the best, obviously, but which I'm sure he'll be fine sooner than later, but yeah, it's tough timing.
There he is, Richard Blyer. Thanks a lot, Richard. Good luck in 2019.
Hey, we'll see you in a few
weeks. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can't wait to see him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.